Ever since I was a little kid, I've had such a hard time trying to understand why God allowed sin to come into the world, or evil. Because we look at the book of Genesis, we know that God looked at all that he had made and saw that it was good. God had designed, planned, and created things to be rightly ordered. It's commonly understood as original justice, which means all of our passions or our desires were governed by reason, meaning we would do the reasonable thing, the prudent thing to do. So our passions governed by reason, but our reason was enlightened by faith. That is what God revealed to us in Scripture and in tradition. And it was motivated by love. The motivation of love comes from the will. The reason that God has allowed evil in the world is because he loved you and I enough to give each of us a free will. We get to choose for ourselves whether or not we will love God and love others. We have options throughout every day of our life to choose the right or to stray from that which is right and good. Sometimes even to very intentionally turn away from God, sometimes in serious ways, which we call mortal sins. As a little kid, when I dreamed about being a priest, I was envisioning that priesthood and the church would be like the beautiful movie, The Bells of St. Mary. That beautiful depiction where everything seemed mostly pretty good. Of course, there was still original sin. Or maybe one of my favorite movies of all time since I was a kid was The Sound of Music and all the wonderful things that are part of that beautiful, authentic life. Or a more recent movie in the series with The Lord of the Rings in the Shire, that place where things were lovely and pleasant, mostly. There were some rambunctious characters. There was original sin manifest even in the Shire. But things were generally pretty good until evil showed up. And when evil showed up, it wanted to cause destruction and harm. Our readings call us to watch, to be ready, to be prepared. Advent means to come. God will come. God does come. And we often think of it during the Advent season in three ways. Coming to us today, the grace he wants to give us, and we get to choose to love him or not. At Christmas, coming to us in a new and deepening spiritual way. But if we're not watching, if we don't prepare, if we're not ready, we will not be able to receive what he has for us, which is more goodness, more love, and all the good things that God desires for us. And the third way that we must always be ready is to be ready for the end of time. As we finished our liturgical season these last weeks and the readings that kept speaking about and preparing us for the end times and what it would be like, there would be great confusion on the earth, wars, and all kinds of things. So how did it all start? We know back in the book of Genesis that when God created everything good, we know that he gave them that free will, and of course we know the fall of Adam and Eve, which we commonly understand as the introduction of original sin. And because of that, there was an effect of original sin that carries through all humanity. The effects of a darkened intellect, not always to see and understand things clearly. Another one of the effects of original sin is a weakened will. It's like we know we want to do the right thing, but we have such a hard time doing it. And sometimes we don't. We have disordered passions. So our desires are not always for what's the ultimate good for us and others. And just think about in our world how so often media plays off of the pleasures of the world, the pleasures of the mind or the body, the pleasures of the will to have it your own way. Feeds into the weakness, makes us easily vulnerable. We should not be filled with shame by the fact that we have original sin, but rather the Lord wants to come to us to give us grace to rise above it, so that even though we will always be vulnerable and have limitations and weakness, the grace of God can lift us up out of that, so that even if our disordered desires are not rightly ordered, we can still use reason to make the right choice. And we can allow reason to be enlightened by faith, what God has revealed in Scripture and tradition. And most of all, and most importantly, we can be motivated by love. A love that seeks the good of the other, which is the nature of divine love, God's love. My brothers and sisters, God created us in love. Jesus, as we know on the cross, redeemed us in love. And now, the Holy Spirit wants to sanctify us in love. And all we need to do is call out to the Lord and to ask for His help. If we call upon the Lord, we have all that we need. If we call upon the earth, He will renew the face of the earth. And we will always be ready. For as we heard in the gospel, we know not the day nor the hour when the Lord shall return at the end of time. But oh, how wonderful it would be if we were always ready. Then we have nothing to fear, nothing to run from, only to receive the goodness that God wants to give us in grace every day of our life and strive to live it as best we can. Always in humility, acknowledging that we need God, receiving His help, and then responding in love. Let's pray for a grace-filled Advent for us, that we will be watching, ready, waiting patiently with the anticipation of the coming of Christ.